Good morning, good evening, good afternoon. Whatever time of the day it is, I hope that you're having a great day. It's your girl Katrina, single mom with depression, hashtag SMWD podcast, coming to you guys today with a brand new episode. I truly hope that all my listeners are doing well. And if you're new, welcome. If you're looking for a podcast that just keeps it real, authentic, and transparent at all times, you've definitely reached the right place. So welcome, welcome, welcome. You know, today I just want to jump right into it because I'm feeling some type of way. And I know you guys are kind of wondering about my life, what's going on. So I have two jobs. Went from zero to two. But my first job as a substitute teacher, I think I kind of briefly told you guys about that. Today was my first day. It was a great day. To be honest, I have no complaints. It was an easy job. I'm sure everyone is familiar with being a substitute teacher, even if you haven't been a substitute teacher. But it was easy. No complaints about that at all. Now, I do have a second job offer that I think I'm going to take. And it's just being a security guard, you know, checking ID badges. And it's an overnight position, which causes a little friction in my life because I'm like, now I got to figure that out. But the bottom line is that I need to work. I need to start making money. I need to do something, you know, with my life. And I just told myself that I wasn't turning down any jobs. So I'm going to try it out. If it doesn't fit with me and my family and what I'm able to do, then so be it, you know, but I'm definitely going to give it a try. Now that we got that out the way, you guys, I feel like a fraud. Like, I really do. I try to just keep a positive outlook on life, and I try to motivate other people. And despite what I'm going through in life, I try to be a good person. But today, I don't want to be a good person. Like, I don't want to be considerate of other people. I don't want to give other people my energy because I need it for myself. I need somebody to motivate me. I need somebody to encourage me. Like, I know that I say, which is, it's still true, that I love to see other people happy, and I truly do. But I want some happiness for myself. You know, I feel like, how can I tell you guys to not give up when giving up has crossed my mind even today? How can I motivate you when I don't have any motivation for myself? How can I tell my kids to follow their dreams when I'm thinking about giving up on mine? I'm stressed. I'm depressed. I'm trying to keep it together. And the truth is, there's just no blueprint on life to tell you what to do, how to do it, how to get where you want to be. I was reading this book, which I'm still reading, and I think that I've already mentioned it, but Can't Hurt Me by David Goggins. And today I was reading the point where he's going through Hell Week in Navy SEALs training. And he made a statement about how life creates a callus in your mind. Like, all the hurt, all the pain, all the things that you've went through creates this callus in your mind, meaning it creates a hard protective layer in your mind, and either you can fight for it or you can turn it into something different. And I'm not meaning something positive. I'm saying, like, it turns into insecurities. It turns into negativity. It turns into self-doubt. And for a long time, I lived that way. I let the pain that I had already been through make me a bitter person, make me a sad person. It took my light away for a long time. And I don't want to be that person anymore. I have done so much work within myself that I look back on how I was a few years ago and I'm just like, wow, you're totally different. And I don't want to take away from that, because right now the way that my life is going, it feels like I've done nothing. It feels like I'm nowhere near where I want to be. But I know that that's just my mind talking to me. I mean, playing with me. Because I am further to my goals than I was a year ago. I've made progress. But I can't help but to feel like a fraud. I can't help but to feel like, if I don't have my shit together, how can I tell anyone else to get theirs together? How can I? Sometimes it's hard for me, you guys. Like, seeing other people live out their dreams, seeing other people not struggling, it's hard sometimes, because more than anything, I just want to be okay. And what does that look like to me? I just want to go to work, come home to my kids and my man. And I just want our home full of peace and love. And I want to be able to go to the grocery store without looking at my bank account before I walk out the door. That's what being okay looks like to me. I'm sure it looks different to different people, but it really is so simple for me. And with the things that's going on in my life, it just seems like that dream is further and further away. Sometimes it's like I take a step forward and I take 10 steps back. And it's like, why? I just can't blame it on the luck of the draw. I have to take responsibility for my part in this. And when I take that responsibility, that is what makes me feel like I'm a fraud. I just want to make better decisions. I just want the opportunity to be okay. I just want my kids to be kids and not have to worry about the things that they worry about. I don't want them to have to worry about me. I don't want them to have to worry about, do we have food or snacks? I want to be able to go to the store and just say yes to everything that they want. Like, is that a far-fetched dream? I feel like I've been poor my whole life. I don't know any other way. So I'm gonna start practicing the way that I think about my life and my finances and the things that I go through, so that when I tell you guys something, I can believe it for myself as well. Not that anything that I've ever said has been untrue, because I'm always talking about my life. But I just want power behind the words that I share with you guys. And right now, I'm not feeling the power. I'm not feeling the significance. I'm not feeling great. I'm not feeling positive. I'm not feeling generous. I'm feeling like shit. And that's just the truth. But maybe that's just for today. Or this past week. Whatever it is, you know, I pray that it's temporary. Because I don't want to go down that hole again. I don't want to go through all that again. But I can tell you this. If you don't acknowledge the problem, it's always going to be there. If you don't reach out for help, if you don't open your mouth and say that you need help, the problem is always going to be there. Sometimes I think that I have not because I ask not. Like, I'm just so secluded and I'm just so hell-bent on being independent and strong. But that's just not always the way. You can be strong and collaborate at the same time. Nobody said that you can't. But you guys, I gotta wrap this up real quick. I just wanted to speak to you guys and record this episode. So if you guys need me, you know where to reach me. Single Mom with Depression, the number 2 @gmail.com. If you have my personal Facebook page, feel free to reach out to me at any time. And follow me on Instagram. It's your girl Katrina, itzyagirlkatrina. And if you guys need it, the Suicide Awareness Lifeline number is 988. I appreciate you guys for listening to me. Thank you. I love you. And until next time, peace.